Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Time to check in with Susie Landers from the City of Houghton, brought to you by the City of Houghton. We do this every week. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's another beautiful day, and a lot of good things going on in the city and in our community. And I'm really excited this morning because we have another new business that just recently opened in downtown Houghton.
Yes, we now have a business that punches holes in people.
Exactly. And if anyone knew me, I'm like the biggest chicken of needles. But I'm still okay sitting next to her.
Well, that's good. That's good because she doesn't do it maliciously.
No, she doesn't, I don't think.
No, she doesn't.
No.
No,
it's a wonderful thing. I have friends that actually, this is, acupuncture is actually part of their daily, or not maybe their daily, but their healthy way of living.
Yep, Amy Backhuber is with us. She has opened a business called Keweenaw Acupuncture. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So this poking holes in people, this is an ancient Chinese thing.
It is.
And it sounds like it doesn't make any sense at all, but it works.
It really does. I look at the people's balance in their body, and the needles are able to correct imbalances. Sometimes those imbalances cause pain. Sometimes they cause emotional upsets. Sometimes they cause stress.
But now, how do you know where to poke?
Well, the Chinese have come up with
Chinese secret.
Right. Well, I kind of think of the body as a system of rivers, and I look for places of stuck or free-flowing energy, too much energy. And so those places, I use the needles or other therapies to balance things.
But now I can look at myself and I don't see any energy flowing any place.
No.
Of course, maybe that's my problem these days.
Maybe it is.
How do you recognize this, other than years of training and such?
Years of training, and I do an extensive interview with my clients. And I also look at patterns of pain in the body, where that pain is. Sometimes they're referred from other places, so I can work in the root areas of the pain with the needles to address the issues. I also look at pulses to see what's going on in the body and how the energy is flowing smoothly or not smoothly. And I feel the meridians, so I actually do a little bit of massage. And I palpate or feel the meridians, and I look for...
What are meridians?
Meridians are the areas where the energy flows in your body.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Do I have them?
Everybody has them.
Oh, I didn't even know. I'm so happy. I find out more about myself all the time. So somebody comes in, and then you start sticking these needles. Does this hurt?
No, it feels about like a mosquito bite. Sometimes there's a sensation, a heaviness, or a little bit of tingling, but it's not a strong sensation.
And how long do you have to sit with this, with these things stuck in yourself?
Anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes.
Okay.
And it depends on what's going on.
Is there a typical arc of treatment that comes along with this? Let's say I come into you, you discover that there are some things that I'm suffering from, mm-hmm. that can be helped with acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to take me one visit, six visits, 12 visits?
It depends on whether you're looking at an acute or a chronic condition. Acute conditions usually respond more quickly to acupuncture, so that might be one visit if you tweaked your back while you were cutting wood for the fall or something like that. If you've had back pain for many years, I would expect the treatment to take much longer. And people usually start out with once a week or once every other week. It may take 3 to 5 treatments to really feel the effects for a chronic condition. And after that, we reassess and see what your body's asking for.
Are there typical types of injuries or problems that you encounter?
You know, most people come to acupuncture because of pain. So low back pain, shoulder pain, knee pain. I also work extensively with digestive conditions. I can help smooth acid reflux or slow digestion, constipation, those kinds of things. And mental emotional conditions like stress. It really helps to relieve stress, and it can help lift spirits as well.
Does this get covered by insurance in some cases?
In some cases it does. I do not bill insurance directly except through the VA with a direct referral from a physician at the VA. I do provide super bills, so if somebody's insurance covers it, they can get directly reimbursed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're located in downtown Houghton?
I'm in downtown Houghton. I am in the Good Times building. My entrance is through the doors between Good Times and Statewide Real Estate, where Copper Country Dentistry was previously located.
Ah, mm-hmm. My dentist.
Yeah.
So and Good Times Music has provided me with acupuncture periodically as I change strings on my guitar.
Right.
I bring
it all
that
fits
up because
together.
It happened just the other day, a poke. And
you know, I had a friend, and I don't know, he used acupuncture to stop smoking.
Yes.
So it's even behavioral type things like that, or
acupuncture to quit smoking. Someone needs to be motivated to quit smoking first of all.
Okay.
But it helps reduce the cravings. It helps mm-hmm. with the anxiety that's associated with going through the withdrawal from nicotine.
Now, what other things might acupuncture be able to help someone with that people might not think of?
Something off the radar a little bit, because we all think, I always think of pain.
Yeah, that's right. What you mentioned, and that's the first thing I think
of.
We've
talked about stress, we've talked about digestive, and we've talked about habits, so I guess that
fertility is another big one.
Really?
Many people who are going through fertility treatments use acupuncture to support their IVF.
Wow.
And that's a really emerging area of research in acupuncture.
Interesting. Now, Amy, if somebody wants to learn more about this, mm-hmm. Can they come in and just talk to you about it?
They can give me a call, or they can look at my website, which is www.kiwanagacupuncture.com. Acupuncture is one C.
Thank you.
We just went over this.
Yeah. Or they can give me a call. I take hours by appointment. So give me a call. We can set up a consultation. I do a free 15-minute consultation with anyone who would like that.
What's your number?
My number is 231-3109.
231-3109.
That's
and the website name again?
KiwanagAcupuncture.com.
And you're right downtown in Houghton, so you're easy to find and get to.
I am.
So, Amy, thank you for coming in. You've answered a number of questions that I've had about acupuncture.
Oh, well, good.
And
I'm
sure that there are people who have more questions, and I hope that they'll call you and see if maybe they have conditions that you can assist with.
Great.
So,
thank you.
So what else is going on, Susan?
What else? Well, you know, we're creeping up on the SISU Challenge. That is July 25th, and I know they're still looking for participants. So if you want to check out their website, which is thesisuchallenge.com, remember, there's no special training that you need. It's all about fun and just going out and supporting a local business.
Yeah. So then there is go to the website.
Go to the website. You can sign up there. Plus, you can get additional information. Or, you know, me, I'd be like stopping over at CrossFit and actually talking to somebody. So if you really want to get more details and learn more about the course and what's going to be required of you. Anyone there at CrossFit, which is now located here in Houghton on Montezuma, right next to the Continental Fire Company, where
Midtown Sit and Sleep was,
which they, I want to throw that in, Midtown Sit and Sleep did not close. They just moved locations, and they are up next to, or actually where the Roy's Bakery and Pasty used to be. Up in the, I think that's the Sharon Center, actually.
Yeah, off Sharon
Avenue
there. So
make sure you check that out. So that's going on. And I want to also mention that the Kiwanis Science and Engineering Fest that we've been talking so much about lately.
Yes.
That we are still looking for volunteers.
Okay.
And, I mean, we're creeping up here with only a couple weeks left. So any, you know, everyone has a little bit of time to give. You know, it's not like a big dedication. You know, it's not like, hey, I need a commitment for the next year or a month. I just need you for a little bit of time.
We're also looking for a very large bathtub so Susie can demonstrate the physics of floating.
Exactly. You are going to be so surprised.
You're right. I am.
So. But you can email me at Susie, S-U-S-I-E, at thecityofhoughton.com if you want to volunteer or just even get more information. Or also please check out the KiwanaScience.org website that has our programming. It has all the different... That's always changing because we are tweaking a few things. So, you know, keep periodically checking it because it is starting to fill in. And I think starting next week, I will be bringing a couple... key program components and telling you a little bit about them.
Yeah, because that's something we'd like to have be a real healthy and vibrant part of our summer schedule each year.
Right. This is not a one-time thing. We are looking for the long haul on this. So we have a lot of companies that are excited, because right now educating our young and putting their hands into science and making them realize that there's a science behind everything.
Absolutely. So
it's wonderful. And I also want to give a little shout out.
Okay.
Okay, if we have time, to our neighbors in Chassel. They are actually going to be providing a free concert on Monday at the Chassel Park Pavilion at 7:00. And it's the Bon Trader family. They're bluegrass and gospel. It's a family of 12, so 10 children. They travel United States and Canada performing. And I know they've been here before, and it's buzz, like they packed the pavilion. So they are suggesting if you're going to go, bring a chair. So this is a great, great opportunity to, enjoy Chassel's Park and a little bit of entertainment on Monday at 7:00.
Very good. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you.
And Amy Bachhuber, thank you so much for coming in. Good luck with your new Keweenaw acupuncture business.
Thank you.
And we'll talk again next week.
Looking forward to it. Enjoy the day.
On Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.